We've seen now the basic information regarding the three worship manifestations of the Spirit: speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Speaking in tongues being for the personal edification of the individual believer, a spiritual communication between that believer and his Father, God. Tongues with interpretation and prophecy, on the other hand, since they are in the language of the people present in a particular local fellowship, they are for the edification of that group of believers. They strengthen it, they comfort it, they encourage it. And in doing so, they enable these people to be edified as the body of Christ. We're going to spend now the rest of this tape speaking regards speaking in tongues, because the manifestation of speaking in tongues is the greatest spiritual blessing that I know of for the individual Christian believer within this life. Speaking in tongues is the spiritual communication between the believer with God, his Father. It expresses an intimate relationship between the believer and God. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning in verse 14, we read concerning what speaking in tongues is exactly. We've seen that it is a divine communication between the believer and God. But what is the person speaking? What is he doing when he speaks in tongues? In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning in verse 14, we read, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful." Praying in tongues is praying in the Spirit, or praying with the Spirit of God. To speak in tongues is to pray in the Spirit. All speaking in tongues is prayer or praise to God. It is a spiritual prayer, a spiritual means of praising God. And this is its great importance for the believer. It is a way by which we as believers can bypass the limitations of our understanding, of our sense knowledge understanding, and instead communicate directly with God by way of a spiritual means of prayer and praise to Him. Verse 14 once again says, "If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So, what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind." See here how the believer is in perfect control of this manifestation of the Spirit. It is a manifestation which comes by the Spirit of God, and yet it is the believer who is always in control. He says here, "I will pray with my spirit." It is by the will of man that a person speaks in tongues. God does not force a person to speak in tongues. Certainly, on occasion, God can inspire a person, and that person can bring forth a message in tongues. However, in general, a person, when he speaks in tongues, simply decides by the freedom of his will to speak forth in a language which he does not understand. And as he speaks forth, the Spirit gives him the words to speak. This is a great truth regarding speaking in tongues, as well as interpretation of tongues and prophecy. You, as the believer, are always in control. You must decide to speak. You must decide to move your lips, your throat, your tongue, your vocal cords to make the sounds and to speak forth. When you do so, the Spirit will give you the words to speak. It is inspired utterance, an inspired message by way of the Spirit of God within. Look over in the book of Jude, near the end of your Bible, just before the book of Revelation. Because speaking in tongues is a means by which you and I as believers can communicate with God by way of that Spirit. We can speak to Him divine secrets. We can come directly to Him. And in doing so, we can pray by that Spirit. And in praying by that Spirit, We don't have to worry about our inability to know what we need or our inability to know what others need. Instead, there'll be times simply when you feel the need to pray. And you can, by speaking in tongues, come directly to God by way of that Spirit. You can speak in tongues and pray in the Spirit, bypassing your understanding, and instead praying spiritually to God. In the book of Jude, in verse 20, we read, "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit." Literally, the text reads, "Building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Praying in pneuma hagion. Praying in the Holy Spirit is how you build yourself up. It is how you spiritually edify yourself. When we spiritually pray to God by speaking in tongues, it edifies us. How? Well, it edifies us because we know that we are directly communicating to God. We know that our understanding, our limitations in understanding are being bypassed, and that what is being prayed about is what needs to be prayed about because it is directed by that Spirit of God within us. This is simply a wonderful blessing for each and every Christian believer, something which we should desire to have, and something which we have seen already that God desires for us to have and to manifest within our lives. Turn back now to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. "So then, when I speak in tongues, it is prayer to God. It is praying by that Spirit of God, a spiritual communication with God. And thus it edifies me and enables me to be built up because I know that I am praying spiritually with God." So, verse 15 then says, "What shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind." As a believer, you have a choice. You can pray by speaking in tongues, and then at other times, you want to pray with your mind, that is, with your understanding, in a language which you know, so as to be able to express yourself to God, to give to God in prayer the things which are on your mind, which are on your heart, to make your requests to Him, to thank Him for certain things which have occurred within your life. You as a believer have two ways to pray to God, by way of that Spirit, by speaking in tongues, and then in a language which you understand, praying with your understanding. This then is a great way in which we as believers can come to God and develop our relationship with Him by speaking in tongues and by praying with our understanding. So, then it says, "Not only will I pray with my spirit and pray with my mind, but I will also sing with my spirit and I will also sing with my mind." As a believer, you can not only sing with your understanding, that is, sing with a language in which you understand, but you can also sing in tongues. That is, you, by the freedom of your will, can sing forth in a language which you don't understand. You can make melody in your heart to God by singing in tongues. It is you, the believer, who decides to pray with your spirit. It is you, the believer, who decides to pray with your understanding. And the same is true for singing. You can sing with your spirit, or you can sing with your understanding. Then, verse 16 says, "If you are praising God with your spirit," that is, if you are praising God by speaking in tongues. Here again, we see that speaking in tongues is prayer and praise to God. Not only is it making intercession or making requests to God by way of that Spirit, but it is praising God. It is giving thanks to God by way of that Spirit. "If you are praising God with your spirit, how can one who finds himself among those who do not understand say, 'Amen to your thanksgiving,' since he does not know what you are saying? You may be giving thanks well enough, but the other man is not edified. In other words, when you speak in tongues, if there are believers present and you speak in tongues out loud, no one else is edified. Therefore, when you are together with others, you don't pray in tongues. Instead, you pray with your understanding. Then others can understand it, and they themselves can say amen, giving thanks to God as well, because they understand what you have said. Speaking in tongues, then, is primarily for the spiritual life of the individual believer. It is for the personal prayer life of the individual believer. It is not to be utilized within a group of believers or within a group of other people. Instead, it is for your personal prayer life, to develop your own spiritual relationship to God. The only time that you should speak in tongues, generally speaking, within a group of people is when you are together with a group of believers and you speak in tongues and then also bring forth the manifestation of interpretation of tongues. Because then it can be edification for the believers present as well. However, otherwise, other than that, speaking in tongues is primarily for your private prayer life, so that you can, by way of that Spirit of God, offer prayer and praise to God, your Heavenly Father. Look now over into the book of Acts, the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Remember on the day of Pentecost that when the believers first spoke in tongues, on that day when the Christian church began, that when they spoke in tongues, that the people there heard them speak in tongues, and that miracle of Pentecost was that the people there understood what they said. As a result, the people exclaimed, "We hear them speaking the wonders of God in our own tongues." Look in Acts chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "We hear them," the latter part of verse 11, "we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our tongues." Here we see that speaking in tongues is declaring the wonders of God, or the wonderful works of God. It is praising God. It is a praise, a means by which we can offer praise to God as our Heavenly Father. Look over in Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Here, after the household of Cornelius was baptized with that gift of Holy Spirit, and then they manifested it by speaking in tongues, we see here in verse 40 that the believers who were present heard them speak in tongues. And it says in verse 46, "For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God." This is what speaking in tongues is. It is the spiritual means by which we can praise God as our Heavenly Father. We can come to Him in that spiritual prayer by speaking in tongues and offer prayer and praise to Him as our Heavenly Father. What a great blessing for each and every Christian believer. So then, we've seen here from the Bible that very clearly speaking in tongues is primarily for the individual, so that he, in his own private prayer life, can offer spiritual prayer and praise to God. It is a means by which that believer can be edified and thus communicate to God by way of that Spirit of God. This is a blessing which we as Christian believers need within our lives. And if you'll look back in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I'd like to point out to you what the Apostle Paul once again has to say concerning this manifestation of speaking in tongues. In verse 5 we read, "I would like every one of you to speak in tongues." This is what Paul desired for those believers. He desired that they speak with tongues, that each one of them had that manifestation evident within their lives. Why? Because he knew of the personal edification that it could be for the believers' lives. Look over in the verse 19 of that same chapter. In fact, verse 18 of that same chapter. Here again, the Apostle Paul is speaking. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Here is the Apostle Paul, the man who did so much to help others to learn about God and His Son, Jesus Christ. The man who sparked a great outreach of God's Word to the Gentile believers, to the Gentile nations. He was the one who was blessed by God to go forth and to share God's Word in a tremendous way among the Gentile believers, among the Gentile nations. And here he said that he thanks God that he speaks with tongues more than all of these Corinthian believers. What is he saying here? He is simply emphasizing to them the great importance this manifestation of speaking in tongues held for his life. It was the means by which the Apostle Paul could also offer prayer and praise to God. And it was something which he took advantage of within his life. He spoke in tongues much. He offered spiritual prayer and praise to God. And thus, he knew of its great personal edification for his life. This is a manifestation which you and I as believers should desire to have within our lives. It is something that can be of a great benefit to you and I. Because when we speak in tongues, we are praising God. We are speaking the wonderful works of God. We are offering prayer and praise to Him as our Heavenly Father. This then is a witness to us of the presence of God within our lives, His presence within our lives by way of that gift of Holy Spirit. Back up now to verse 2 of this same chapter, to verse 1 of this same chapter. Remember how we began here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where the Apostle Paul, again speaking to the believers, says to them, "Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, spiritual manifestations." Paul desired that these believers would desire, that they eagerly desired to take advantage of this spiritual manifestation for their lives, that they speak in tongues, that they interpret, that they prophesy. And here we're focusing on that manifestation of speaking in tongues, which can be such a great blessing for each of us as individual believers. In the book of Luke, chapter 11, we have some very important information regarding this gift of Holy Spirit for us and its manifestations for us as well. Because it is God's desire that you and I, as Christian believers, speak in tongues. It is His desire that we speak in tongues, that we interpret, and that we prophesy, that we bring forth messages by way of that Spirit of God so as to bring spiritual edification to ourselves as individual believers, as well as to be able to bless the body of Christ present at a given time. Here in Luke chapter 11, we see Jesus Christ speaking to His disciples, and He's speaking to them concerning this gift of Holy Spirit, which He knew was to become available to the believers after His death, His resurrection, and then His ascension. And speaking here, beginning in verse 5, we read what Jesus Christ relates to these believers. Then He said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. Look, see what time it is? It's 3 in the morning. Verse 8, I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread, because he's his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs." In other words, if you came to a friend at 3 o'clock in the night, it would certainly be a bother to him to have to get up and give you a loaf of bread. But because of your persistence, because you've bothered him, because you are there and you say to him, "Look, I need a loaf of bread. How about giving me one? Eventually, he is going to get up and he's going to give it to you. There's no doubt about it. Certainly he will, just if nothing else, to keep you from bothering him. Then, verse 9. So, Jesus Christ, speaking to his disciples, says to them, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." What is Jesus speaking of here? He is speaking of how we are to come to God in prayer. That we are to come to Him as our Heavenly Father, and we are to say to Him, "God, I want that which You have for me. I want those spiritual manifestations in my life. I desire spiritual gifts. I desire those spiritual manifestations in my life." And it says that when we ask, we will receive. When we seek, we will find. And we knock, that door will be open to us. God desires that we come to Him and that we make our request known to Him. He desires that we come to Him as our Heavenly Father and to know that when we do ask of Him, that He will give us that which we desire. We have seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that God desires for us to have those spiritual manifestations within our lives. We have seen that the Apostle Paul said that he desires that each believer speaks with tongues, because he himself spoke with tongues much within his life, and he knew the great spiritual edification that it was for him. Here in Luke chapter 11, beginning in verse 11, we read, "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Here we see the great point of what Jesus Christ is speaking here to His disciples. Speaking regarding these gifts of the Holy Spirit, or these manifestations of the Holy Spirit. That if we come to God and ask, He will give us that Holy Spirit, that manifestation of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit here, once again, being put for the manifestations which are evidenced by it, by those spiritual gifts or manifestations which are evidenced by it. God says that if we will come to Him as our Heavenly Father, if we will only ask of Him, if we will only desire of Him that which He wants for us, then He will give it to us. God is a loving Father. He cares for you and for I, and He wants us to be able to speak in tongues. He wants us to be able to offer to Him that spiritual prayer, that spiritual praise to Him as our Heavenly Father. He will not deny us if we come to Him desiring this manifestation. He will not give us something which is bad for our lives. We need never fear, because God loves us, and as we come to Him with that true desire to do His will and to carry it out within our lives, He will give us that which is good for us. What I would like to do now is simply to give you some very practical keys to help you to be able to manifest this Spirit of God within your life by speaking in tongues. Because God will give you that manifestation of speaking in tongues as you fulfill that which He desires for you to do. Speaking in tongues, then, is a manifestation of the Spirit of God. God gives you that manifestation by means of the Spirit. But you must desire to do it. God will not make you speak in tongues. He will not force you to do it against your will. You must, by the freedom of your will, open your mouth, move your lips, your throat, your tongue, and make the sounds. When you do this, He will give you the words to speak. Look over in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. On the day of Pentecost, when these believers were gathered together there in Jerusalem, it says in verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. These believers began. It was not the Spirit which forced them to do it. The Spirit gave them the words to speak. But these believers who were gathered there together opened their mouths. They moved their lips, their throats, their tongues. They moved their vocal cords. They spoke forth. And as they spoke forth, the Spirit gave them the words to speak. Thus, they spoke in tongues. They spoke in a language which they did not understand. This is the key to speaking in tongues. You must speak, because that you speak is your business. It is your responsibility. But what you speak is God's business. It is His responsibility. As you speak, God, by way of His gift of Holy Spirit within, will give you the words to speak. This is something which we can believe. It is something which we can put our faith, confidence, and trust in. God will not let us down. He will not give us something which is bad. He will fulfill the promise of His word. So then, when it comes to speaking in tongues, we need to lay aside in our minds all thought regarding speaking a language which we know. That is a known language, whether it be English or whether it be any other language which you know. You do not need to think about what you speak when you speak in tongues. You simply need to decide to speak and then to speak forth. This is the key. You don't need to listen. You don't need to understand. You don't need to concentrate on hearing what you are speaking. Instead, you simply speak forth, and as you speak, God will give you the words to speak. God is alive today. He is just as alive today as He was in that first century time. And He is just as much a loving Heavenly Father to you as He was to the believers within that first century church as well. Speaking in tongues then is simply an act of faith. It is stepping out. You know that as you speak, God will give you the words to speak. He will, by way of His Spirit, give you those words to speak. Therefore, you must step out. You must act. You must lift up your voice. You must move your lips, your throat, your tongue. You must move your vocal cords. You must make the sounds, form the words. But as you do, it will be the Spirit who is giving you those words to speak. Listen now as I speak in tongues. Janakandala shini yakabaletono, moliondala shini yakabaletini yakabalete, iriyanakandala shini yakabaletono, jonokandala shini yakabaletine, ikabaletono kambaletine. Speaking in tongues is speaking a language either of men or of angels. It will be a language which you do not understand. And there are many kinds of languages within the world, hundreds of them, thousands of them down through the ages. Therefore, you don't have to be concerned with what it sounds like. You don't have to be concerned with do you understand it or not. You simply speak forth, and what you speak will be what God desires for you to speak, because He, by way of His Spirit, will give you the words to speak. This then is what you can do within your life. Take some time now to just get quiet with God. Pray to Him. Thank Him for the ability which He has given you and will give you to speak in tongues. And then, by the freedom of your will, lift up your voice, move your lips, your throat. You make the sounds. You form the words. You speak forth in a language which you don't know by speaking in tongues the wonders of God.